Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Go! Morning!
That was intense. And worth it!
Guardians continue on. Hey, EMCs. Gentui, good morning to you.
Were you nervous at the beginning, thinking, oh, we might be taking a whipped cream pie to the face?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I was so nervous. I was grilling out yesterday. And I was listening to the Guardians game, and it's 1-1. And I'm texting my buddy, and I said, you know what? It would be really nice if the Guardians learn how to hit the baseball. It'd be really nice. I said, this is turning into very Browns, where the Browns defense is on the next level, and their offense can do absolutely nothing. Like, a first down is a big deal offensively. And case in point, they're starting Dylan Gabriel because Flacco just hasn't been able to get it done. And the offensive line, there's a lot of reasons it's not just Flacco. Now let's move back to the Guardians. The Guardians pitching has been unbelievable, and their offense just has been nothing to write home about, but they have been riding this wave, getting timely hits. It's worked out. Jen, no, I sent that message to my buddy. I'm also text messaging my neighbor, Christine, that lives across the street that just loves baseball. Her and her husband, Dave, love baseball, love the Guardians. And I send that message, and that massive inning happened.
It all changed.
Immediately. Home run.
Yeah.
Double, home run. Immediately. And next thing I know, I think to myself, we, at least for now, are not going to take that whipped cream pie to our faces.
Thank you. We move on for another day, which is awesome. Unbelievable.
So if you plan on going to the game today, they did flex that from a 108 game to a 308 game. So that is a big deal. That's something that you need to know. Obviously, it's a progressive field. It is a 3-game series. This is game 3. You win or go home. That's it.
Big day today.
We'll see what happens today. So that's exciting. The weather, if you're going today, warmer today than it was yesterday. Remember, we had that high of 71 degrees yesterday. We're going to have a high closer to 80 degrees today. What a great way to start. The second best way to start the show is this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. You know how I know it's an exciting game and it's exciting time of year and every pitch counts and every at bat counts and everything is meaningful? Is even Tom Hamilton was losing his voice a little bit in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Like, you could just hear
that's
it in his voice.
Know.
And he's been, you know, around for how many years and just legendary. So let's get to dead guy in an envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. One guess a day. Will you get it right today? My goodness, we hope so.
Oh, we need a really good guest today. It's special. Guardians game 3. Come on, bring it today. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Go Guards. Woo! Thank goodness they got it done.
I know.
One more game. And then that Detroit morning show has to take a whipped cream pie to the face and not us. So we're going to see what happens today.
That's right. You're too pretty to take that to your face.
That's right. I don't want that.
Are you calling for a guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope?
I am.
All right. What are you guessing today?
Christopher Reeves.
It is not Christopher Reeves.
We appreciate the guest, though. It continues tomorrow morning, which I also hope the Guardian season continues tomorrow morning, too. We'll find out. Thanks for the guest on Star 102. I know we haven't done this for a few days. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, with the coffee chat. But there was a coffee creamer that was brought to my attention that I thought was not a thing, but it's actually real and will be available.
I've been on the hunt for this for you because I...
Oh, but is it too sweet for you, would you think?
I think... Now, they made another product in this flavor.
Okay.
And I thought I would never like it. I loved it.
Okay. Oh, all right.
I think it's worth a try.
So, I love it as a product. I don't know if I love it as a coffee creamer. Well, we EMCs, I don't know if we'll love it as a coffee creamer. I don't know. But it's real. It'll be available. Didn't know it was the case, but I appreciate being tagged in this, and maybe it's something we'll try. So tell me how this sounds. Would you add this to your coffee? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's Little Debbie Christmas Tree Cakes Coffee Creamer.
You're right. It sounds like it would be aggressively sweet, because those are really sweet treats.
You know what they are. They're the white frosting. They have kind of the red frosting to make it kind of look like garland on the trees, and then the green sprinkles all in there. I put those immediately in the freezer, and I could eat an entire pack in about 2 days.
Do you remember, was it last year or the year before, we did a Tasty Tuesday, and they made it into ice cream. And the ice cream was delicious. I feel like we got it at Aldi or something like that.
That's a good call. I do remember that, and it was great. And I love these things so much. And putting that in coffee... And it's a tough gauge for me because I do, and I admit it, I love sickening sweet things. I really do. I mean, you know, people walk past maybe like, let's just say fudge or something, like something that's really like a little bit goes a long way. To me, a lot goes a long way. I want more. Yeah, I can't help it. And this, I don't know. I feel like a little bit will go a long way with this, but I want to try it.
We got to find it for you. I've been on the hunt. I looked online in a couple of different places. I didn't find it. I did find Star Crunch ice cream though, and oatmeal cream pie ice cream.
By the way, Star Crunch by far is the worst Little Debbie snack.
I don't think you're right on that. That you can also put in the freezer, and they're delicious.
Those things are nasty.
I had them a lot when I was a kid. I used to take them my lunch every day.
Same.
Had one as an adult. So I can't. Are they car? What holds them together? I can't
your
remember.
Hand. You have to hold them in your hand.
No, like the. Is it
a
marshmallow?
Caramely, right?
Is it caramel? I can't remember. It's been so long since I had a Star Crunch. There's no way that's the worst one. No. Yeah.
Star Crunch cookie features a soft, chewy cookie base topped with caramel and crispy rice.
Yeah, it's delicious. You're wrong. Those are so good.
So agree or disagree, is Star Crunch the worst Little Debbie snack? If it's not, you can DM us or call us. What is the worst? Because by the way, if all those Little Debbie snacks are in front of me on shelves, I will eat them all. Like JJ has them downstairs.
I don't care if it's
strawberry roll or anything. Like I can probably name all of them and have eaten all of them.
You strike me as an oatmeal cream pie you'd go for first.
So basic and so awesome. I throw them all in the freezer. I love oatmeal cream pie. They're so basic and they're great.
Well, everyone knows the best is the Swiss cake roll. It is hands down the best Little Debbie snack of life.
When you can't find a ho-ho.
False.
Because the ho-ho, the chocolate is so much better. That False. Swiss cake roll, that brittle chocolate falling off there, can't even hang on the side of that sponge cake.
It is so delicious.
Bad
it is
design.
The perfect treat.
That is a bad design.
It's not.
216-343-1021, or you can also DM us as well.
It's 50 degrees in Medina, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The Guardians bounced back big in Game 2 against Detroit yesterday afternoon.
Yeah!
6-1 final score at Progressive Field. Now, the winner of today's game moves on to play Seattle in the American League Division Series. The game today has been moved. It was supposed to be 108. It is now at 3:08 this afternoon, 3:08 at Progressive Field.
So your thoughts are now what? Are you feeling good about the whipped cream pie to the face? Or how are you feeling now? Because if we lose today, We're getting a whipped cream pie to the face tomorrow. If we win today, we're out of it because we have that bet with the Detroit Morning Show. I mean, I feel better after a win, but I mean, yeah. Anything can happen today.
Yes. And it's like good momentum and it's excitement. And I feel good. I did get a lot of messages yesterday. People that heard it maybe later in the afternoon. We had a promo running for the Jen and Tim show.
Right.
Like, even my sister-in-law is like, oh my God, a whipped cream pie to the face? What? That people were stunned that we agreed to do that. So I'm hoping that we don't even have to deal with it.
Oh, speaking of, just very quickly.
Yeah.
So it's with the JJ and Joanne show in Detroit.
Yeah.
And they just emailed us because I asked them if they could join us in the 8 o'clock hour, like between, you know, 8:15, something like that tomorrow morning. Because no matter what happens, we have to
talk to them. Right.
They've committed. So they will join us tomorrow morning.
Is there any smack talk in that?
8:15. No.
Okay.
Because they're probably
good.
Nervous.
They don't know. I mean,
yes,
yeah,
we
you
can
can't.
Do that is all that they said.
Okay. Well, then.
I don't want to smack talk
very
either.
Serious, yes.
Going to game three.
This is that's how you got to play it today. Let's cross our fingers. Let's hope for a win.
If we win, can we do one of your weirdo PA fork their yard, drive up to Detroit and put... Can we do something like that to their Odyssey station?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right.
Yes, we can. Absolutely. Okay,
if you don't know, you know. I don't know you. I was born in Akron. We didn't do that.
It's a whole thing.
We had devil strips.
For another day. Avon Lake Schools banning throttle-powered e-bikes after a student was hit by one during halftime at last Friday's game. Students okay, but the district says it's become a problem. So e-bikes aren't even allowed to be brought to school. They'll be confiscated. And now younger students need an adult with them at home games. Cleveland State University permanently dropping 22 academic programs, including its doctorate in nursing and an accelerated MBA. They say it's because of low enrollment and budget gaps. There are another 14 programs that are suspended for now, but current students will be able to finish their degrees.
So this is probably the first time that it's really kind of an extension of Stevie on the socials. You can always expect that every single day right around this time on our show. But yesterday was so intriguing. We decided to apply Stevie on the socials for today's show. So for anybody that missed yesterday, Stevie on the socials, what was it?
We talked about the trend where people are deciding their Halloween costumes by posting video of them drawing names out of the hat, but like the names are different costume ideas. And then whichever one is the last one left is the one they have to be.
So we've all written down costume ideas and put them in a Jen and Tim show mug.
Yeah, and this is maybe helpful for like a group situation where you want something, you were thinking one idea, you have another idea, and we certainly would have that. And we would like to do some type of show Halloween costume. We did it years ago. We probably haven't done it very relatively recently.
We were ghosts last year.
Oh, we were ghosts last
yeah,
year.
We were. That was fairy.
That was how effective that hit me.
That's right.
Yeah, it was just last
year. You remember
year.
That. Yeah, that was last year.
I mean, so we were ghosts last year, and
we
I remember it well.
We were ghosts last year. It was a cute picture.
That was a great picture.
Did you put that back into the bowl to reuse again, like your other idea? Like,
no, I didn't recycle. You guys were not embracing the recycling of Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
So I put two fresh ideas
in. That was a
in.
Good costume. I apologize for not remembering
That's
that. You're right.
Right.
So we have the art. Why not? We're using our brand new Jen and Tim Show coffee mugs. And we each have two ideas that we put in the coffee mug. So we're gonna apply this. We're going to start drawing some, pulling some out. And then whatever's left. This is a trial run because I'm having anxiety and issues
that
we
can't.
So wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It is.
Here's the question. It's a trial run right up until if you like the one at the end, then you're going to say we're doing it.
That's how long you've known me. So that's exactly what's going to happen next. That's exactly what's going to happen next. Until I feel comfortable.
Yes, exactly.
I love that you guys are both all into this. I cannot do it. So we're gonna do this, and maybe you could try this with your friends or significant other, whatever it might be. So we're going to trial run, unless I like it. All right, are we ready for this?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I have some Halloween costume anxiety.
Well, you know, things you guys are saying off the air, don't even
I forgot that we actually have to dress up as this.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Only so if we Tim have, likes it.
We have... We have our group costume ideas folded up on post-it notes. We each have presented two ideas. We have no idea what they are. We didn't look at each other's notes. They're all in this Jen and Tim Show coffee mug, smooth sip to the lip. And now we're going to start pulling them out. And whatever the last one is what we would have to go with in theory, even though this is a trial run.
You want to pick first?
Yeah, I'll pick first.
You pick first.
Oh, boy.
What if you get your own? Does it matter?
I'm not going to reveal.
You're not going to reveal. You're just going to say what the costume is.
All right.
Okay.
This one is. Hold on. Of course, it's stuck together.
Yeah. I was thinking
we did post-it notes.
Tasty Tuesday We each dress up as a food we've tried.
Look at that. A show-themed costume. Don't, people can see you on the camera. He's thumbs downing it.
Why are you so offended?
If we're not supposed to know
who put which one in.
I don't know. I don't know who put that in. But what a neat idea.
You seem pretty offended for us not supposed to know who put which one in.
What a very relative to the show idea.
It is a very relative to the show idea.
Quit making that face.
Which Tasty Tuesday item would you dress up as?
I don't know. We'd have to, if that got, well, it's not going to be picked now.
Oh.
Oh my God. Destiny's Child.
That would be amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You like that one.
Can you tell it from the third grade handwriting?
Yes, I can. Stevie, pick one out of there.
Tell
us. We are not Destiny's Child.
How great would we look as Destiny's Child?
Who gets to be Beyonce?
Huh? Me? You would be Beyonce?
Yeah, because you and I would fight over it.
Yes, we would. So we let Stevie be.
You can be Kelly. I'll be the other one.
I don't want to be Kelly. I want to be Michelle.
Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine.
You could be Kelly.
Okay.
I got porch geese.
Oh, that's good. I didn't see that one coming.
That's a good one.
That is very relevant.
Each dress up in porch geese outfits. So that would be, we'd be the geese plus the outfits.
I feel like you need to put that back in there.
And be still?
That should be the winner.
Oh, that is tough. That is a good one.
Didn't win.
Porch geese is good. Let's go with one. We'll go with one more.
All right. Who started? You?
Yeah, I'll grab it.
All right, one more. These are costumes we are not going to be. Not going to be.
This is a lot of pressure.
Okay.
You put porch geese back in there?
I know. Sure. I really like porch geese. Whoever came up with that, that's a great idea.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I'm reading a book called that right now. Who wants to be rock, paper, scissors?
None of these have been mine, spoiler alert. So mine are just still in the abyss.
Oh, so the last, we're only down the last two. We've picked a, oh my goodness.
Rock, paper, scissors. How do you dress as paper?
I didn't say that it was a great idea. I just thought that was kind of funny if we were going to be
a
rock
trio. Okay.
Absolutely. Porch geese would have been the home run out of that one.
I really like that one.
I did like that a lot. So what are the final two? We're down to the final two. Apparently both Stevie. Spoiler alert. That's 4 minutes away.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Do we go through the group Halloween outfits that we're not? Is that too much to do on Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites? Because we're down to the final 2 weeks. If you're just joining us, we have put Halloween outfits we've each contributed to into the Jen and Tim Show coffee mug, and we're picking out these outfits.
Destiny's Child was already picked. We are not going to be that. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors was already picked. We are not going to be that.
Tasty Tuesday. We each dress up as a food we've tried. That's not going to be it. And then also porch geese, not porch keys.
Correct. Someone thought we were saying porch keys.
Yeah, and we were talking about porch goose on the air, how that was a trend and apparently still is, and people knit clothes and everything else. So we know that it's down to Stevie's are the last two in the mug, so she's going to be the winner at some point.
Laboo-boos! That's a great idea!
That's so smart and would have been awesome and also warm during the...
I keep getting excited when we pulled these, and then I realized we're not these.
I did see a costume on Etsy for Lubu's, and it was over $1,000 for the full suit. So yeah, it might be for the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now I'm nervous because I already know what this is. So I feel like Tim should pull it.
I like that it's Lubu, and it's not the Lufufu. Like, we can't have the ones with the teeth that are crooked. Not good.
You got to do it because I already know what it is. I'm a little nervous based on the one you didn't like.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Now I'm very excited.
All right.
We really didn't think through this sticky post-it notes.
Yeah, no, I know. It was a good idea by you. I thought it was a good idea. Oh, I don't want to tear it. Hold on. Just give me a second. Give me a second. Oh, yes.
What?
Fruits from Fruit Merge. Watermelon, grape, peach is what we would be. That would be amazing.
We are all addicted to that game.
And I like that because if we're different fruits from the game, if you know Fruit Merge, because we can't dress as the same one, that we would have to turn into a
different. We would have to turn into a new fruit. What if two of us were the fruit that turns into the third fruit?
Yeah,
that
can pick whatever fruit you want to be
in the Fruit Merge.
We've already proven to ourselves, though, that we have no idea which fruits are in the game.
That's fair. We can't identify them.
Remember, we're like, oh, there's a papaya. There's not a papaya or whatever it was. That's a great one. So then we would be fruits from Fruit Merge.
Well, Tim, you said it was a trial run, though. So I don't. Is this still a trial run? Or
no, I like this.
Oh, I knew
it. What do you think? I don't know. We got to think about this. I like fruits from fruit.
I do.
I like Stevie's. I think my ideas were dumb. I thought your ideas were good, and I thought her ideas were really good, too.
Yeah, they were all good suggestions.
Great.
So, now we have to take it to the Jen and Tim Show Council.
Lubu's would win, but I'll take fruit.
Yeah. I have a top three. Do you have a top three of these?
Yes.
I have a top three. We should get to a very quick top three. I like fruits. Hey, fruits from Fruit Merge won, though. It won. All right. That was awesome. It's tough to pick a top three. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, pulling these.
Did you pick top three, though?
I picked them, and I don't want to say they're in no order, but it's just like I thought Lubu's was awesome. I did love Fruit Merge, and I did love Porch Geese.
Yes. I picked Tasty Tuesdays number 3 because that was one of mine. I like that. Number 2, Lubu's, and number 1, Porch Geese. Porch Geese was my favorite. I do have an honorable mention, though.
Okay, yeah, good.
My honorable mention I was going to put in there for us to be was Jason, Travis, and Taylor. Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce, and Taylor Swift.
Who in which role?
Well, exactly. Which is why I think it would be a hilarious.
Seems it might get weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who can, you know?
Jen wants to be Taylor.
It's a Halloween costume. No, I don't know. Maybe Stevie's Taylor. We would figure it out. You clearly have to be Jason Kelce.
Yeah, I'll go Travis.
Yeah.
I'm not shaving my head, though.
No.
I'll go with the new hair.
By the way, Fruits from Fruit Merge. The game, if you know, you know. If not, download it. It is one of our dumb games that we've talked about.
Well, very fun.
Stevie found it, right? Like, this was a Stevie find?
This was a Stevie find.
Of course
find
it was.
For
Did
sure.
you have a favorite top three?
Yeah, so number 3, Lubu's. 2, Porch Geese. Number 1, I think you guys are sleeping on it, Rock, Paper, Scissors.
I hate that one.
It's so mad
that it's number 1.
It's so dumb.
She's so mad about what if I was, and that was mine, the Rock, Paper, Scissors, of course. She's so mad about, first of all, you would probably get your selection of whatever you want. She said, What if I was paper? What do I do? Just like put my hands up and like
be a flat piece of paper.
So mad about the concept.
It's number 1 because it makes crumpled no paper. Sense.
It does. It makes no sense at all. We would just continue to play games throughout the building. We would just go in front of people and play a game of rock, paper, scissors.
Now that would be funny.
It's like, okay, I'm out. Scissors. Yeah.
Now that made me like it more.
I don't know.
We were actually playing rock, paper, scissors.
I'm thinking more execution. Like if we were at a party together.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you guys supposed to be? Jen, Stevie, I need you to come
here. Right.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
And then you jump out for the...
I guess I needed to explain it as opposed to being on a sticky note.
That's funny.
Very well done.
Spirit of Halloween flipping stores into Christmas Wonderlands.
Where?
Well, where?
20 minutes away? Well, where?
One's coming in a minute!
Oh, my goodness!
All right, we're getting to in Northeast Ohio. We'll tell you where in 60 seconds. The people behind Spirit Halloween opening 30 Spirit Christmas stores, some even in former Spirit Halloween spots. There'll be 2 near us, 1 in North Canton, the other in Mentor, Ohio. They will open in November. You can even already go in and book Santa photos for November 21st.
So we're friends on the Jen and Tim Show. We've talked a lot about recommendations on a lot of different things, as you would with your significant other and friends and everything else. If it's restaurants, if it's coffee, if it's places to go. You guys have talked about going on cruises. I've never been on one. You enjoy going on cruises.
We really need to get you on a cruise.
I mean, the list goes on and on in different ideas that we have, and we do that as a show, and I'm sure you do with your friends and family and everything else, and that's no different than us as a group on the show. And us as, you know, you listening to the show and us as presenting the show to you, you DM us all the time, give us suggestions all the time, whether it's good things for a tasty Tuesday, whether it's restaurants to go to, whether it's vacations. I mean, the list goes on and on. Fun things to do with the kiddos. And I think that's what separates us from other shows. It is the relationship that we have with you and that you have with us. And we really appreciate that. And I know Jen and producer Stevie and I cherish that so much.
Big time.
That being said, one of the things that we thoroughly enjoy sharing are shows, right?
We all love to binge. We're binge brats. We say it all the time, but we love to get fully immersed in a good show. And when we watch a show, we are committed. We love it. We are fully into it.
On Tuesday morning, producer Stevie walks into the Star 102 studios here in the Hallie building. She is probably the most chill person I've ever met.
Big time. Yes, very much so.
Door slams open, bangs against the wall. I can't believe you recommended this show to me. This is the last time you're ever recommended a show to me. This is the last time I'm going to listen to you two about recommending a show.
She was so mad at us.
Went right into the production studio. Couldn't believe it. This show has, I don't know, a billion minutes viewed on it. It's been the top show for how many weeks in a row? It's now subdued. It's not the top show.
Everybody loved this show. Everybody loved this show. Except Stevie.
Except for Stevie. So which show was it? I think the phrase was, I'm never, ever watching a show that you recommend, and I'm going back to XO Kitty.
Yes, that was it. That's exactly it.
All right. Enter producer Stevie into the studio on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. So which show was it?
Hunting Wives.
Why are you so mad at us? I thought the show was great.
It was so good. I couldn't watch it fast enough.
It was fantastic in the first every episode till the end. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time and I'm ready to move on from the XO Kitties of the world. I felt grown. I'm like, you're right. This is a great show. I'm hooked. I'm in. And then the ending, they just don't know when to stop these shows. They just keep going.
You think they took it too far?
Yes.
You're not going to spoil anything,
no,
right?
I'm not going to spoil anything, but I just wish it would have ended halfway through the last episode. Instead, we got a horrible ending.
I have questions that you wish it would have ended halfway through the last episode.
Yes. It ruined the whole show for me. It made me mad. It made me upset. It just felt like I was about to turn it off. I was like, I'm turning it off. I know what's about to happen. I don't want to know what's going to happen.
We're not going to spoil anything, but if you agree, and I don't, but 216-343-1021, or you can shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show or Star 102 on the socials, because she was legitimately mad.
Yeah, you were legitimately mad. Now, I can see, I don't love the direction they took that story. Mm-hmm. And then we even did a little bit of, because this was based off of a book, a novel.
Yeah.
And we looked it up, and they changed it from
if
the book.
If it was just a novel, maybe I would have loved it.
The ending was different in the novel. Mm-hmm. So they did, but obviously they did it to set up for another season.
Yeah, sometimes I think we just need to leave a good show where it is.
I'm telling you, when they start to stray from that novel,
that's when it goes
happen.
Rogue.
How long have I said this?
You've said that, well, it was Handmaid's, I feel like, was the big one that got you. But I still enjoyed watching that show every single second of it. I loved it. I loved it. And I understand why you're saying that about the end, but it doesn't make me hate the whole show.
It was very panic-inducing.
Whole series was!
Exactly! And I thought, you know what, I made it through, and then it just kept getting worse and worse, and I realized I'm too empathetic for shows like that. I was too stressed, then I was having nightmares, and I just thought, I'm done.
So you will never take our recommendations again?
No.
So I... We did a number on her.
Yeah, we really did.
So
I need therapy now.
You do?
Imagine, right, so the bill will be going to your guys' house.
Imagine she watched some of our British crime dramas.
Don't watch Broadchurch or any of these other ones.
God, no.
So I have, go back. Well, no, Summer, yeah. I Turn Pretty, we've already gotten through. I have two questions about it then moving forward. And I would assume these are no. I like your outfit and hair today, though. I think it's very nice. I'm trying to butter.
That's really.
Yeah, every day. But today, just
thank you.
Two questions about this, which is, I'm nervous to ask, but I'm still going to go through with it in 3 minutes. I've got to do this. Producer Stevie loves the show The Hunting Wives. That's what we're talking about on Star 102.
Not what I said.
Feel good favorites. Okay, we recommended the show to Stevie, and that was a miss.
I unfortunately watched it. I liked it, and I hated it.
So
yeah, because you, by the way, you did like it, because the last night you watched it, you said you watched the second to the last episode, and you were like,
yeah, I stayed up way too late. Yeah. I came into work tired and upset because I liked it.
You wanted to see what happened.
And then I realized that it was too panic-inducing, and the ending really made me mad that I thought, you know what? I'm done.
This has to say something about you and I, Tim, that we really do enjoy a panic-inducing show, and that is true. I do. And even books I read, I want to be panic-induced from it.
It's going to have to be a whole year before I get into something like that again.
Really? Mm-hmm.
She thinks we're going to stop. And you know, now we're going to bring it even harder to get one that she likes.
Yes,
at least
I know. Yes, we are.
So the two quick questions before we get to three things you need to know and also a round of Trump Tui in 10 minutes. Are you in on season two?
Yes and no. So I want to know.
I love that there's a yes.
What do you mean? Oh, no,
I want to know what happens now, okay. Obviously. But instead of watching it, I think I'm just going to Google and
you can't
figure
do
out what
happens.
And I'd rather read what happens than watch what happens, because that's where the panic is.
Well, why don't you just try it? And then if it starts panicking
I'm going to read what happens and then watch it, because then it's less like I ever get forced to watch a movie that involves like a horror film that, you know, involves a lot of killing, I need to look up every single person that dies first. So I know ahead of time, or else I'll be too scared.
I would never, ever watch it if I knew what happened.
This
is my issue with documentaries.
I was thinking that with Hunting Wives. I was thinking I need to know what's going on before I can watch. But I didn't, and that was my mistake. So I will watch season two, but I'm going to have to look up what happens first.
You do not want the element of surprise.
Correct.
She's serious.
This is hardcore.
So the second,
look at her face.
The second question and the final question that I have about this is, would you recommend it to your parents? Like Nate did to Jen's parents, considering what you saw in The Hunting Wives season one.
I would enjoy the show. I don't think my dad would particularly care about the
show. Did you think about it at all when you were watching it that Jen's parents...
Stop it.
No,
what is wrong with you?
As their show,
it didn't cross
watching
my mind,
it together.
Good.
But I think my mom would like it. She does like Outlander, and that show seems
There you go. That's maybe another one that you could recommend to your parents, Outlander.
First of all, I never recommend. It was my husband,
Nate
that recommended
it. To your parents.
No, he cannot.
Did your parents enjoy the show?
I hope they haven't watched it.
I bet they've watched it.
I finally got... They're actually in the middle of Wednesday right now. I finally got them to watch Wednesday, and they're really enjoying that.
I like that you made them veer to Wednesday.
I did. I was like, you know what you're really missing out on, guys? You need to watch this.
Okay.
So let's just keep them away.
I won't be watching Wednesday because I don't take your guys' recommendations.
Oh, see, that one you would like. I feel like you'd really... Yeah, you liked Hacks? I told you to watch Hacks.
I did like Hacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice, gentle show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this season might stress you out.
No.
I don't know.
It did. The season two did stress me out of Hacks, I will say.
You'll get very stressed out.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
We are done recommending.
Yeah, I don't
right.
know. That.
We apologize.
Okay. All right. Amazon pulled the plug on a popular Prime perk.
You should watch Ozark.
No.
I'm kidding.
You could never watch that. Oh, I'm panicked just thinking about Ozark. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.